Hello, this is Terrell Jones, in orbit 12 of your first success adventure. We're beautiful result. We have sought to lead you through these orbits to introduce you to the highest qualities of life and to walk with you as you experience the beginnings of a completely new life. You can expect great results to happen from the process that we have described. You will never be the same now that you've had a glimpse of a much better way of life. You will never return to mediocrity and conformity after knowing that there is another life that's different from this. The secret to accomplishing results in your life is to decide on one thing you want very much. Just one thing that is going to be predominant for you at this time. The individual without decision can never be said to belong to himself or to anyone else or any cause. He is just like a wave in the sea or a feather in the air, which a breeze blows about as it desires. One way of thinking about yourself and the results that are coming into your life is to think of life as a play. Shakespeare once wrote, "All the world is a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and each man in his time plays many parts." You have to decide what part you want to play on the stage of life. You have to decide how you're going about it. What action are you projecting to accomplish what you really desire? What mood are you sustaining? Are you a leading man or woman? A character actor or a villain or a bit player? Are you playing out your drama in life with beautiful scenery? Or are your surroundings vapid and uninteresting? Is yours a happy and gay production with beautiful lights, costumes, and music? Or have you made it dull? Have you taken the life out of it? There is a director that is within you who plays one of the most creative parts. This director interprets, plans, and coordinates the entire production as he directs. He has absolute authority over what is done and how it is done. What direction are you giving to your life? What kind of a job are you doing in coordinating all of the desires of your life? A purposeful life must have definite direction and coordination. We have told you over and over again that you can control your mind, and this mind of yours is a director of the great play of life. With this mind of yours, you can decide what you are going to make out of every character, everyone who participates in this play. In each of the previous orbits, you have been given the ways that this play can be written. You have been given the ways that it is going to be produced in your life. Your burning desire and creative imagination, your sick ability, all of these will also influence the kind of production that you have. You are not going to have a flop. You're going to make each rehearsal progress on a definite pattern of action. You're going to learn the lines, your stage business, your movements, the cues for exits and entrances, and all of the 1,001 necessary qualities. This is the whole difference between failure and success on the stage, just as it is in life. It is a matter of going all the way in your purpose, in your goals, in your burning desire. It is sticking with it that is going to produce the results that you really want. There will be energy for you in each step of the results that are accomplished. You have so much energy in you that is not being used or is being wasted on negative emotions. You cannot afford to go any longer with wasted emotions that destroy the energy you need for every step of life. The fatigue gets worse up to certain critical points. Then gradually or suddenly it passes away, and you are fresher than you were ever before. You have evidently tapped a level of new energy that has been masked by the fatigue barrier which you usually obey. This is not what is to take place. You're to let your explosive enthusiasm blow out all the fatigue and let that energy just pour into you and out of you into every activity that you go into. Some of the results that you attain in getting what you want from life depends on how you solve a situation that you face from time to time. There are situations that everyone faces. You determine whether the situation is going to become a problem or not. A construction man was having difficulty getting any business constructing homes. Seeing that no business was going to come his way, He did not have the finances to build homes, so he decided upon a plan. He found out that there were 1,500 lots for sale in his city. He went around to each owner of the lot and put up a sign saying that he would build you a home on this lot. Everybody began to talk about who this man was that had all these lots where he was going to build homes. Pretty soon he was getting order after order and call after call for someone to build a home on one of those lots that he had. Actually, he didn't have a lot. But he did have an idea which was a lot more important. Captain Edward V. Rickenbacker said that the four cornerstones of each character on which the structure of this nation was built are initiative, imagination, individuality, and independence. These four qualities we have sought to lead you into, that in every way your life will be productive, that in every way you will have results in your life. You will have these results, and these results will bring within you a new spirit of living. You may be having some difficulty in getting into orbit right at this time. We want to remind you that it takes more energy, more power to get into orbit than it takes to stay there. So
So give it everything you have to get yourself going.
As you begin to get into orbit, you will find everything fitting into place so much better. After people have been in orbit for a while, they begin to ask, why did it take me so long to get here? For most people, it is the fact that they didn't want to spend the energy, the strength, the work, the search for knowledge getting into orbit. They just didn't stick with it long enough. But you're going to. Now put every bit of your fuel in your tank. Use every bit of it to get yourself into orbit. This is the way to get results. This is a way that really does something for you. This is a truth to remember, and that is, you are the favorite of nature. Not in the sense that nature has done everything for you, but she has given you the power that enables you to do everything for yourself that you really want in this life. There is a vital relationship between tension relieving and goal achieving that you should give some thought to. If you go overboard in the tension relieving department, if you relax too much, it could lead to some serious situations to your future. Sandy Johnson once said, every man is or hopes to be idler. There may be a time to be idle, but there is mostly the time not to be idle. Right now is the time that you must not be idle if you want to rest and take it easy later, if that happens to be one of your goals. You have soared from orbit to orbit. You are already greater than before in your attitude. Let the inspiration and information you have received skyrocket you to further heights. Producing results reflects your ability to organize your time and plan your work. An efficient person has a tremendous TNT rating. Today, not tomorrow. Be a doer, not a talker. The wanna-doers and the gonna-doers are the never-doers. Drop the habit of procrastination today. Get the job done today. Putting things off until tomorrow is a major fault in man. Develop the habit of do it now. Benjamin Franklin asked, dost thou love life? Then do not squander time, for that is the stuff life is made of. It was Carr who said, live this day as if it were the last. Have you ever seen someone become entrapped in a revolving door which turned faster than they expected? It spins around a few times, and they head off in the first available direction. This is how many lives function. For those who have no plans for the use of their time, life is a revolving door, a merry-go-round. They never get anywhere. They're in a constant circle of repetition. Their outlook on life fluctuates like that of wooden horses on a carousel. Up and down, up and down. There never seems to be enough time to get things done, but there is always time available to waste. The job suffers, the family suffers, and there are vicious consequences. Producing results depends on the right use of time. If your life is spinning in circles, jump off on solid ground and take time to think, study, and plan. This little time out will help you find direction, and so will be well spent. Begin to make the headway by planning the best use of time for the best results. Time is money, health, and security. Time is money, but you cannot buy time. It is automatically progressing, never stopping. You need to plan your work in detail. Then go through the hard-headed process of working your plan. Killing time is not murder. It is suicide. Time wasted today can never be regained tomorrow. Begin now to develop your plan of action. Become frugal with your time. Allot time for your family, social life, and religion, as well as your work. Organize your day, your week, and your months. Write down the things you want to accomplish. Schedule your work. Set target dates for completion. Then be sure everything is carried out. It would be wise to attain a daily logbook. Develop an imperative and important list for each day. List in 1, 2, 3 order the things that must be accomplished that day. List the most urgent item first. Under the important list, write down the things that you would like to accomplish, time permitting. At the day's end, evaluate your imperative and important list. Any important items unaccomplished that have become urgent should be transferred to the imperative list for the next day. Do not be overly concerned if you have only done the first two items on your list. You have done the most important. You are learning to think and put your work according to that which is most important. This simple method of power planning will develop a habit of efficiency and lift up your fortune. You will learn to develop absolute inflexibility towards your goals and absolute flexibility in obtaining them. This is the art of planning. Practice concentrating on one effort at a time. Don't split your talents in thinking, thereby becoming inefficient. Concentrate on the job at hand. Clear it up. Move on. And stay on your established schedule. Be cautious. Don't slide into the rut of believing only you can perform a certain task in your work. Learn to delegate authority. If no one can replace you, how can you advance? Don't spend your valuable dollar time on penny jobs. Accomplish the important things first. No one develops plans to fail. They only fail to plan. Daydreaming takes no legs, and it brings no results to fulfilling your purpose. Eliminate non-constructive daydreaming. Don't be lazy. Be active. Don't fall into the trap of providing excuses for procrastination. Take inventory. Take time to think. What is killing your time? Where are you wasting it? How can you become more productive? Your life may seem to be quicksand. You never get organized. But even quicksand can be changed in its ways. Years ago, the Chase Manhattan Bank started excavation for a new skyscraper. Since most of Manhattan Island is made up of solid rock, it has been the foundation for many tall buildings. However, the land owned by the Chase Bank contained a large pocket of quicksand. The bank called in the experts to find a way to meet the situation. One suggested piling, another caissons, but the cost of these were prohibitive. Geologists were consulted about how long it would take to turn the quicksand into sandstone. About 1 million years was their reply. The bank felt they couldn't wait that long. They called in some soil solidification people. These men knew how to handle quicksand. They sank pipes down into the quicksand and pumped into it a solution of sodium silicate and calcium chloride. In a few days, the quicksand solidified into sandstone, hard enough to permit the erection of a 64-floor skyscraper building. If this seems to be a miracle, it is nothing compared to the change that takes place in the human personality when a man dares to be great, when he sheds the chemicals of defeat and pessimism for the chemicals of achievement, fulfillment, and purpose. Organization of time produces results. It is a reflection of goal setting. Time organization is a goal. You have a task, and you complete it within a certain span of time. During World War II, when the submarine program was critical, delivery was set up on tight schedules with dates of completion that seemed impossible. Most of the dates, however, were met to the surprise of the skeptics. A challenge had been sounded, a subconscious thought had been implanted, and the job was completed on time. Goal setting paid off. Get yourself and the day started right. Have you ever noticed how you poke around in the morning when you wake up a little early? Knowing you have a little extra time tends to make you ease up. Actually, it is a form of inefficiency and a lack of self-discipline. Wouldn't it be better to hasten to the job a little early and clean up a few details before the activity begins? Or maybe think of a couple of things that need your attention at home. You should make it a point to control your work. Get organized. Put everything in its proper place. The foundation of all work is good order and planning. Eliminate distractions. Make yourself less accessible to the routine office traffic. There are too many inefficient individuals who want to justify their loss of efficiency by decreasing yours too. To plan adequately, you must decide you are going to have exactly what you want. No compromise is permissible. No excuse or rationalization is acceptable when you're willing to pay the price. You must ask yourself if the rewards in your work are worthwhile and important enough to you and your family to deserve your best efforts. Is your sacrifice worth the price? Or should more time be spent with the family? Or should you contemplate more desirable work? Whatever your answer is, you must realize that you have the responsibility for destroying any barriers. Reading good books, associating with people who are improving themselves, and being alert to the negative and positive, open the doors to becoming greater. One person gained help from a book and wrote, "For the first time in my life, I can see where I've created my own bad luck by my thought pattern. Since reading your book, I've become aware of hostility, resentment, and other barriers to my being a happy and resourceful person. I realized how silly it was to carry these around in my system. I was truly my own worst enemy. You've helped me rub out these termites. My pattern of failure and defeat has been changed to the dare to be great way. This is a new way of life and a movement in which I am glad to have a part. I feel God had given me plenty of opportunity, but I was blind to it. Now I see." You should get a real kick out of every day to continue to produce results. Make life more adventurous. Plan your life by planning your goals. Enrich your life. Begin a life of action now. An aggressive man never holds back his strength in reserve. Too many people restrain their powers for a better time or a brighter looking opportunity. They know they can achieve more than they do, but they think, "Just wait until the right break comes along and watch me fly into action." This type of thinking won't even get you off the ground floor. The man of real action will put every ounce of energy into his efforts under present conditions. He doesn't wait for circumstances. He makes the circumstances. He doesn't believe in chance or luck. This is exactly how to develop more energy. He translates thought into forward movement. He has a rare ability of doing exactly what he doesn't feel like doing. Be the most attractive person you can be. Decide to attract more friends. Develop new habits. Make the most of your time. Make your time purposeful. Master your emotions. Plan to make good decisions. Most people think they can't do the job, so they don't try. Those who do try surprise themselves. Call your own bluff and scare off your fear. Develop self-confidence. Keep your purpose clear. Indecision and lack of a definite purpose are the greatest of all thieves of time. A man who can make up his mind has power and will become a leader. It is a great truth that those who straddle the fence never get their feet on the ground. Decision-making has become a weakness in man. Man is in conflict with his own doubts. He fears failure. This type of thinking is a good indication of a lack of self-confidence. We have become too security conscious. Society conditions us to be careful. Beware. Think it over. Don't act hastily. Get advice. Does this sound familiar to you? This is fine if you want to conform, but you show me a man who can make a fast decision, and I'll show you a winner every time. Success demands you to be an adventurer, a gambler. Gamble on yourselves. Most men find themselves running from life's decisions instead of stopping and facing them head on. Don't waste time by allowing yourself to become bogged down with indecision. When in doubt, make a decision to go forward. Producing results comes by making each day count. In Dare to Be Great, we have no problems, only situations. Forget the word problem and refer to every barrier as a situation. A situation can be magnified into a problem only by your own attitude. Always remember that there is no problem greater than its solution. Your used-to-be problems are only temporary situations now. The best way to handle your situations is one at a time. Always put your situations in the present tense. Don't regress or predict future situations. Solve the one at hand. Experience has revealed that the surest way to solve your personal situation is to find someone with a greater situation and help him solve his. Take the following steps when solving a situation which requires definite decision. 1. Write it down and define it. Usually a situation defined is half resolved, or at least reduced in importance. 2. Analyze the situation and study it. 3. List all the alternate solutions in the best order of application. 4. Ask the necessary and important question. Who does it help and who does it hurt? It may help you, but it may hurt someone else even more. 5. Ask another question. Is the answer a result of selfishness, wherein you're willing to pay the price, or greediness, wherein you're looking for something for nothing? And 6. Picture the consequences of your decision. Ask yourself if you can live with it. 7. It is all right to obtain advice, but make your decision your own. 8. Once you've made your decision, stick to it, as if you were unalterably stuck with it. Don't change your decision unless new facts can be presented to warrant a change. And 9. Put your decision into action. Employ every power available in carrying out your decision. When some plan of action works for you, double its use. When it fails, revise it. Pay attention to your plan. Success requires command from the man who knows what he is in command of. When you hear the voice of doubt whisper it's beyond your power, whisper back, "You just think so." Do this even if at the time it doesn't make sense, and soon the reason will become clear. You shouldn't compromise with what you want. Plan, act, make a few mistakes. Revise your plans and don't settle for less than your goals. Pay attention to your goals because paying attention pays. Constantly act upon what you know to be the best action at the time. Become known as a man of action. Come alive by producing results. Ask yourself, what could I become if nothing were in my way? Act as though nothing is in your way, and you will find it so. Keep your goals and plans out in the open with enthusiasm and self-motivation, for time is on your side. Time is an excuse for the majority of the people. The successfully organized man uses time as his servant instead of his master. The unsuccessful ones don't lack time. They lack self-confidence, self-command, and action. Don't allow indecision and procrastination to slow you down and kill your time. Plan bold actions, but don't wait for tomorrow to carry them out. Act now. You can gain time only by cutting out unnecessary time killers. To discontinue moving along your usual course, compel yourself to change direction. You know time never stops. If you live 75 years, you are allotted only 657,450 hours. If you require 8 hours sleep each day, you will be left only a third of this time. Therefore, you should learn to invest time instead of spending it. Manage your time. Put more energy into your effort, so your time investment will reap dividends instead of depreciating. Get the most from your latent abilities in the subconscious. You can accomplish so much more when you realize a simple truth about the latent abilities of your subconscious mind. When understood and appreciated, the use of the subconscious mind is very effective. It contains the power to create, and it will obey orders given it by the conscious mind. It will do what it is told to do, for it has no choice. Tell yourself your desires, your plans, your goals, and let your subconscious mind go into creative action towards their accomplishment. The subconscious mind is a storehouse of knowledge and energy, and it never grows weary. It is at your disposal. Tell yourself what you want to accomplish and watch it happen. Plan to rise early. Get the minimum amount of sleep required. Don't waste time shaving, dressing, eating, and getting to the job. Jump into your work. Don't get a slow start. You can save time by delegating menial tasks and eliminating casual conversation. When you're busy, others will see that they shouldn't take your valuable time. Learn to cut corners where advisable. Don't waste time. Treasure it. The sand in your hourglass gets lower every time you waste it. You might ask whether giving yourselves a sales talk is silly. No, it is the very essence of sound motivation and the best of psychology. Your plan means that you must organize your time, for time is money. The man who makes $10,000 a year, his time is worth $5 an hour. The man who makes $20,000 a year is worth $25 an hour. Organize your time and realize that time is money. You have been guided through these orbits to awaken greater meaning and joys to life. No one is living up to his capacities and potential. The first challenge to your adventure into the galaxy of the stars was to have a definite purpose for your life, a vital, worthwhile purpose. Any person not fulfilling a purpose is like a ship without a rudder. He is tossed upon the ocean without any hope of reaching a port of destiny. No life is without purpose. Your Creator does not disdain any person. Everybody is somebody in His eyes. He has a purpose for everyone. You must believe your aspirations can come true. This is hope, the always prevalent possibility that something good is going to happen to you. That which the mind of man can conceive and believe, man can achieve. You can be free from the bondage of mediocrity. At this stage of your flight through space, what do you consider the meaning of success, as far as you're concerned? Are you receiving the income you deserve? Your family deserves a good living and life's abundance. Under material possession, you have probably listed a nice home, pretty furniture, a fine car, big wardrobe, flashy clothes, many things of this nature. Certainly you would want to add spiritual goals, filling you with universal love that reaches out to everyone. Love is no respecter of persons. Love is from all to all when it is genuine. There is worship, dedication, and commitment to a cause higher than any can reach alone. Yes, your key to success is to find the power of purpose, the power of burning desire, the power of setting goals for yourself. What is the difference between one person and another? Is it his mind? Many think so. Research has shown that the only difference in a genius and another is the desire to learn, the constant search for knowledge, the capacity to apply wisdom. There is no way to keep a purposeful individual down. Throw him in a grave and he will make a ditch out of it and sell the dirt for gardens. Clarence E. Birdseye lost all of his money, all he ever had, even the money borrowed on his insurance, when his frozen food business failed. He still believed there was a market for frozen food. He started over with $7 and borrowed a corner of a friend's ice plant for his experiments. 5 years later, his $7 was skyrocketed to $22 million. But this didn't satisfy his purpose. He went on to secure more than 250 U.S. and foreign patents. Soon he came out with another discovery in the food processing field. H.B. Kaltenbarn quit high school after 1 year, moved from one job to another, lumber camp, war correspondent, door-to-door salesman. Then he went to Harvard with only 1 year of high school and graduated cum laude. He became the best-known voice of World War II. Why? Because he was a man of powerful purpose. Consider Glenn Turner and the desires he had for his life. He had his reverses, but he couldn't be stopped. Every failure was taken only as something not to do the next time. Every boy wants to be like his dad, every girl like her mother. The greatest act a person can do is to leave a heritage of purpose for our children. Psychological tests reveal that everyone has a poor self-image and low self-esteem until he is awakened to the seriousness of his self-imposed handicaps. No one with a low self-esteem will be ready when his golden opportunity comes. As Glenn Turner says, when opportunity knocks at the front door, most people are out in the backyard looking for four-leaf clovers. Goals are the mileposts strung along the planets to mark your astronomical rise to the galaxies. Goals turn on the light for you to see the way to take the next step. Fly to the next sphere. Move on to the next planet and enjoy the next adventure to success. Each day can be enhanced and enriched by planning goals. List 6 objectives for each day in the order of importance. Don't be disappointed if some are not completed. You have done the most important if you've only done one. A burning desire ignites you to blast off from the launching pad into orbit. What a person can conceive mentally, a burning desire will motivate into materialization. From now on through eternity, RMA will be more than just words in your vocabulary. RMA will always stand for right mental attitude, possibility thinking. You will eliminate the negative and accentuate the positive. you're going to be so much happier, free from the bondage of the past and living in the joys of the present. A right mental attitude acts as a positive stimulus to a happy, worthwhile, and meaningful life. Life can never be the same for you. Everything else is different because you are different. Your relationships with people will improve and they will take on another greater significance because you are a more significant person. Remember, you interpret and judge others by what you are. You look at all the world from your own viewpoints, your own aspirations, your own heights. A right mental attitude is your path in the galaxies to reach the stars. Creative imagination is launching your potential greatness in a day-to-day expansion to such magnitude that you're amazed at what you are and what you're becoming. The beginning of the world is described in the terms of creating the earth and its inhabitants from nothing. This is an apt description of creative imagination's power. Man begins this process with nothings and shares in everything, everything of value. Self-discipline is the most important requirement for individual success. Without self-discipline, nothing falls into place. Self-discipline means to take possession of your mind in such strength that emotions, instincts, thoughts, and body are under your control. Glenn has mastered the techniques and strengths of self-discipline. So have many of the people in Dare to Be Great. An explosive enthusiasm will always take you higher into orbit. Glenn Turner has such enthusiasm that it's impossible to be around him without getting the fever of wanting to be changed, wanting to get into orbit with him. It adds another dimension to any person or group when you add explosive enthusiasm. Get a group of enthusiastic people working together, and they emerge into those who can never be satisfied without becoming a part of Dare to Be Great. Glenn Turner has invented a word, stickability. In many ways, it's his favorite word, and is probably the most significant key in his own life, as he has skyrocketed to the stars. Stickability grows out of one's own character, his own hunger to realize his worthwhile purpose, and to truly be somebody, to make the world a little bit better because he was here. These orbits have been the greatest. You're filled with a new zest and enthusiasm. You've learned how to have a meaningful life and to be a successful person. You are prepared for a new way of living, and you're already participating in its joys. Isn't it great to be launched into a new atmosphere and stratosphere? You can be happy. You can be successful. You can be whatever you wish to be, because you dared to be great. Thank you.